Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration, and the occasional dad joke. Yeah, I went there. I went there now because of my guest this weekend. We're definitely going to go there. My name is Justin Mecha. How are you doing out there, friends? It's a winter wonderland. I hope you're being safe and enjoying the powder because it's certainly good. I'm curious, friends. Are you a blacktail or a big mountain skier? Daryl, which one are you?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Kind of depends on the direction you're headed.
Depends on where the money's at. You know, if I want an inexpensive day to get a good run, then blacktail for sure.
Sure. But
if I'm feeling kind of fat and sassy,
then go to whitefish. I'd say the views are just a little bit better up there though. A little bit. I mean, blacktail's got some spectacular views too.
Oh, for sure.
And for the money, you can't beat it really.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
However, we're certainly blessed to be eclipsed by two great hills.
Exactly. And like some days it's let's stay on budget.
Yeah.
We're going to blacktail. It's still a win.
Yeah. You're still shredding the mountain.
Yeah,
love
exactly.
Well, cool. We're going to jump into some conversation. We launched a series at the top of the year called New Home Who Dis. And so, Daryl, we're talking about, remodeling your home. And if you're one of those, like me, who can't sit in your home for long without wanting to tear a wall down or throw up something, a gazebo or a hot tub area or whatever it may be, I want to hear from you. I want to hear it because, we're going to have some fun with this. I want to see some before and after photos. We'll throw it up on our Facebook page. For those of you who want to jump back in time and revisit some of the earlier shows, kjjr.com, you can check out our podcasts and go back in time and actually hear the beginning of this series. You can actually go back and you don't have to go too far where we had you on the show,
Daryl. Right. I really love that.
Yeah, that's a blast. So, hey, I want to thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Thank you for keeping the show running now for over 3 years, Daryl.
Wow.
Yeah, they still haven't caught me.
That's awesome.
New home, who dis? Daryl, we were talking just last weekend. I was actually sharing personally of my wife and I had remodeled a kitchen on a home that we had up in Columbia Falls, and we actually blew out everything. We knocked everything out. We gave it more space because we moved a couple of walls. We pushed the fridge back a little bit. We restructured and reconfigured the cabinetry, and we actually incorporated a lot of metal, which gave it a more contemporary, modern look.
Sure.
And what was cool about all that was it looked great. It felt great. It felt good when we were done, except for at one point I ran out of money. I didn't know that was supposed to happen.
That happens.
Yeah, there's a moment where you reach into your pocket and you pull out nothing but pocket lint.
Right.
Wait a minute. I'm in Lowe's. I got
the vision was bigger than the
That's right. Eyes bigger than the stomach and the paycheck.
And, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So did you sell that property?
We did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was it?
Did it pay for itself?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was in the long run, it was well worth it.
Absolutely.
In the short run, it was painful. And
sure.
That's because I'm not that good at the financial planning thing. My wife and I developed a new theory, and that was, it's a rule of 2X, right? So if we estimate that the remodel is going to cost $20,000, say 40.
Wow, it doubled.
It doubles. Well,
but you do have good taste.
Yeah, true. We are a little bougie, so we ski whitefish. So. No, what I'm saying is it helps. Here's why. Because if you have a rule of 1X, if you say it's $10,000 and it's going to be $10,000, then when it's $12,500, you're going to be upset.
Yep.
You're going to be $2,500 upset.
Right.
If you say it's 2X and it's 10, except for we're going to call it 20, and it ends up costing 15, then you're $5,000 happy.
Yeah.
I'd rather be $5,000 happy than $2,500 upset.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'd rather be $10 happy. Yeah, so that's
why
we
kind of that know before you go.
That's right.
At least have an idea.
And it's easy to double everything. So, and because we did that in 2020.
Yep.
We doubled everything.
We did.
2x4s, double. Housing, double. Everything. Interest rates, double. All of it's double.
The housing part was painful though, because people were like, I'm just going to wait. I think this is going to fall out. And I said, no, you should do this. You should do this.
Get
or people
now.
Going, should I sell?
Yeah.
No, I think you should wait.
Right.
Well, boom,
right.
Doubled again.
Doubled
and it's
in.
Like,
yep. So talk to me about the money, because that's when we call you.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm out of money. Daryl, what do I do?
Yeah.
Can I borrow some money?
That's a really good question, and
Daryl Hanley with Grizzly Home Loans, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for having me on the air with you.
You bet.
I always love it.
It's a blast.
It totally is.
I think the temperature of the room goes up every time you enter.
I love it.
The electricity.
As far as lending, on the lending side of things, I mean, it's really coming back to when we said, you know before you go. Mm-hmm. Like, what is the long-term plan? Is this a flip?
Right. Okay.
You know, because you're going to view it.
Right?
Right. Because some people, you know, right now, there's a lot of excitement. People are, I don't want to make a move because I've got a 2.75 rate
I
got a couple years ago. And yep. I just don't want to do anything with that. And I understand that. And
of course,
you run the numbers and it doesn't make sense to touch that depending on what the long-term goal is. So, you know, just recently, last week, actually, I did a cash out refinance for someone who had a short-term game plan.
Okay.
They were like, yeah, the rate's higher, but I've got a short-term plan on how I'm going to use this money.
Right.
And we talked it out and it made sense for them.
Gotcha.
Where most borrowers, it's just going to be about the HELOC.
Yeah.
Being able to grab some, or a second, you know, where I can grab some quick cash with a HELOC, you can have access to that credit line off and on whenever you want it or need it. So you're not starting to pay payments until you pull the money.
All right, loan dude, you're talking in French here. HELOC, yes. You know, cash out. Hold on, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want you to translate what that stuff means, okay?
Can't wait.
This is the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha. In the studio with me, Daryl Hanley, Grizzly Home Loans. We're talking about new home, who dis. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dory from All About You Wellness and Aesthetics. If feeling better and becoming more active are your goals this year, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics can help. We address fatigue, brain fog, low libido, cold intolerance, and more. Help get the energy you need to be more active. Call us at 406-607-7759 or visit us at 907 South Main, across from the courthouse. All About You Wellness and Aesthetics.com.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flat at Home Show. My name's Justin Metcha. What a riot we're having here in the studio. Daryl Hanley, Grizzly Home Loans. It's always a blast to have you, my friend.
Oh, thanks, man.
We're talking about remodeling homes. And you know what's interesting? I know that people get the itch. First of all, it doesn't help that there's so many TV shows now around, you know, fixing things up and flipping things and smashing walls down and, you know, remodeling, right? Yeah. And because they're all professionals on TV, trust me, that I know, right?
Yep.
So, however, they make it look so easy,
right,
which is why my wife and I came up with the 2X rule. Like, that's what they don't tell you on TV. So let's say, though, we decide to know before we go.
Yep.
And we jump in. You were, prior to taking the break, you were talking about helping a gentleman out with who had a short-term plan.
Yes.
And the rates were higher. However, it's offset because it's a short-term plan. He's not going to be paying that rate for very long.
Right.
You mentioned cash out refi. You mentioned HELOC. Let's go there real quick, Daryl. Let's talk about, let's say you own your home.
Yep.
And what that means is it's your pile of bricks and you're paying a bank probably for a mortgage payment to hold that loan or to hold that home. And let's say you had the home for a few years now. So you might be sitting on some equity, right?
Correct.
So that's when you can start to tap into that equity and start to leverage it on a project or even a new project, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. So give me the difference between a cash out refi and a HELOC.
So yeah, that's a great question. I want to back up for 1 second,
sure,
though, and it kind of pertains to what you were saying with the 2X rule of,
yeah,
of, you know, over projecting those numbers just to make sure that you're not coming back needing more, because we've all heard those horror stories where the job's half finished, right?
Yeah. Sometimes others get to buy that stuff because it'll hit the market.
Right.
It happens. Like it's where, wow, that's some guy's incomplete project.
Yeah.
And you know, and my wife laughs. It's like, yeah, if you don't finish, Justin, that's going to be us. And I'm like, well, you know, I like projects. They keep me young.
Yeah. That's a costly endeavor. But yeah, I mean, as far as that, I would say, you know, having that plan and knowing. So if you came to me and you said, hey, I'm thinking about this, then we would begin to explore all of your options.
Sure, sure.
But if you came to me and said, hey, we have a guy, mm-hmm, or a gal who's going to be doing this project for us.
Okay.
The projection is $100,000 for the full remodel.
Right.
I would say, hey, let's you know, let's shoot for maybe 125 just to be, you know, have just to be buffer. Conservative, have that buffer.
Yep.
So if you came to me and you knew exactly what you were doing, who was doing it, how much you needed, that's going to be super helpful on either one of the equations, whether you're doing a cash out refinance or you're doing a HELOC. With a cash out refinance, you're coming to me and you're saying, I want 125,000. I want to sign the docs within 21 days. We're going to have, let's call it 100,000. We're going to have that $100,000 in your hands.
Right.
Okay. Right then. So you're going to begin paying the payment.
Matt, that's when we run to Vegas.
Put it on red, baby.
That's right.
Yeah. Why go to Vegas when you can go to Little Lucky Littles?
Down the street? Lucky Littles. Yeah. Why not? Yeah. They got one of those in Whitefish too.
Two of them, I think. So that would be, I mean, a cash out refinance, the lenders are going to allow you to take up to probably 80% unless it's a VA loan.
Sure.
So you can.
Does VA allow more?
Yeah. You can actually do up to 100%.
You know what? Let's entertain a tangent thought here. I heard some time ago at a veteran's benefit that the VA loan is the least foreclosed upon program in the loan world.
Yes.
And it's wild because they loan up to 100%.
Yep.
And they allow cash out refi up to 100%.
Correct.
You're even allowed to pay off some other debt in the purchase of the home.
Yes.
So you could throw the truck into the mortgage.
Uh-huh.
I mean, with limitation, right?
Yeah.
However, I mean, that's wild.
You have things, you know, they have built-in things like, you know, funding fees and
sure.
But if you're a disabled vet, which many veterans are,
sure.
They don't realize it yet. Maybe they're in the process of it, or they officially are. They don't even pay the funding fee. So there's some great things set up for our veterans, which they deserve it.
So you know? If you are a veteran, disabled or not, and you want to start to leverage your equity, Daryl Hanley, Grizzly Home Loans.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Give me a call. I'd love to sit down. And I think I said this before when I was on with you, that for me, it's not even about the deal. It's about, hey, it'll probably end up being a deal sometime. Maybe it's next week. Maybe it's 10 years from now.
Sure.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you get what you need to get and I can help you, you know, that kind of a thing.
I have two ahas real fast, Daryl. And one of them is know before you go. So you're encouraging strike up the conversation with you much sooner than what I was projecting. You know, I was saying something like, oh, I'm going to go get a HELOC. And you're saying, well, actually, Justin, talk to me about the project. Because there may be some benefit to going with a cash out refi or,
for sure.
Or you know, something else, another project, you know before you go. And the second aha that I had comes at the cost of me. Marriage is expensive.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. My poor wife, you know, because we have a number of incomplete projects. And so, if this were a marital show, I would not be hosted by this guy. There's much smarter guys.
Hey, I say we do one. Let's do one.
Let's do one.
Absolutely.
Marriage advice with Daryl and Justin.
Hey, man, that's my previous life. I did a lot of counseling.
Yeah. I know what damage looks like. I can go there. Hey, it's the Flat at Home Show. We're taking a really weird turn. We're out of time, Daryl. We're going to have you back on the show. We'll talk a little bit more about remodeling, new home, who dis. And Daryl's here to help you fund those projects. So, Daryl, give us that great number.
Absolutely. 406-890-8464. My direct cell. Would love to talk to you.
That's awesome.
Thanks so much, Justin.
Thanks for hanging out with us. It's Flat at Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. Have a great weekend out there, friends. Be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead,
welcome home.